For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello and welcome, everyone. I am Taylor Davis, and I am joined by McKenna Kelly, and welcome to our new gymnastics podcast. One thing I just realized is that we don't have an official name yet, but I think, McKenna, it could be a situation like parents who don't name their kid until they see the baby, you know, like we're just going to see what feels right once we get this thing going.
I love it. I had actually mentioned on my YouTube channel, if anyone had any suggestions for any ideas, to comment below. So we'll have the fans kind of reach out and see what they think we should name it to.
I like that. I like that. Get creative, people. Let us know what you think. But basically, the premise of this will be all things gymnastics. Obviously, McKenna has a ton of experience with the sport. I have spent the past several years working on the sport in the television side of things. So we are going to be bringing you the ins and outs of all aspects of the sport and what's going on in that world. So we are excited to get this thing going and bring some new light to a sport that really deserves it.
Yeah, I'm super pumped. And Taylor, actually, didn't we meet at the SEC Championships? Wasn't that kind of our first interaction? That's the first memorable interview I remember doing with you.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad I'm memorable.
No, y'all can't see Taylor, but she is the cutest, drop dead gorgeous. Stop. I mean, she's great on camera, personable. So
we're you guys are in for a treat. Oh, America's sweetheart, please. clearly, we like each other, everyone, so that's going to work out really well.
Not an issue here.
We might have actually met first before. At the preseason shoot. So again, tying in the television side. Each year before the college season gets going, we send a TV crew out to all the campuses. Well, for me, I work on the SEC network. So we would send a crew out to all the SEC schools and do different interviews and video shoots and photos and just kind of get a stock of content to utilize during our broadcast throughout the season. So I would go on the road and interview at least three gymnasts and the coach for every school before the season got going, which was honestly one of my favorite things that I've done during my job. But that's probably where we met, I would assume.
Yes, you're so right. I totally forgot about that. Just throwback. Because, and then because we had a new lady doing that for us last year. And you're so right.
That is funny. You were just like a baby freshman, I think.
Literally. It's so weird. I'm done. It's so weird. It really flies by. They aren't right. Lying.
It's crazy. All right. Well, we are going to spend today just letting our listeners get acclimated with us. Obviously, I'm sure most of you know McKenna, but there's always more to learn, right? So We are going to spend some time just Q&A with each other so you guys get a better feel for who we are and what we're bringing to this thing. And then as the weeks go on, we'll dive more in depth into some key headlines and break down the sport a little bit. So I'm going to go first because typically my reporter gene kicks in pretty early. So McKenna, why don't you go ahead and just kind of give us your background in the sport? What got you started? How old were you? Just to give people an idea of your tie to it.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm McKenna Kelly, if you guys didn't hear Taylor say that. So I have three sisters. I come from a gymnastics family. If you don't know, my mom was 1984 Olympic champion, Mary Lee Retton. So people like to say athletics are in our genes, specifically gymnastics. Some people tend to think that an Olympic spot itself was supposed to be inherited. That's not how that works, but you'd be surprised at how many people are like, are you going to the Olympics too?
Really?
It's like, that wasn't genetically passed down. No, I did not inherit that spot. But yeah, so gymnastics has always been a thing in our family. I started at 2 years old. I finished at 22 years old. So I got 20 years under my belt. Yeah, long ride. Super fun. So such a great time. Learned so much, not only physically, obviously there's a lot to learn, but I feel like gymnastics teaches you a lot with discipline, time management, self-control. A really rewarding sport in a lot of different ways. Yeah, my sisters all did it at one point. And then we all kind of made our own path. My youngest sister is a gymnast too, and she should be attending LSU for gymnastics. She's a senior in high school right now. Yeah, gosh. They grow up, man.
It happens.
It's crazy. I mean, I'm done with college, and then my 17-year-old sister, or I guess she's 18, started at Texas Tech this semester. So it's weird that my family's growing up, but yeah, we are a very big gymnastics family.
That's awesome. It's definitely in your blood. You went to LSU to compete. Honestly, one of my absolute favorite programs to cover. I mean, there is just something about LSU gymnastics that you cannot get anywhere else. So tell me a little bit about what led to your decision to go to Baton Rouge.
Yeah, no, and I can't agree more. I mean, of course, I'm a little biased. That is my school, but there's just something different, which is why essentially I picked LSU. They made you feel like family. And I mean, being from Texas, that's a pretty easy drive, you know, far away enough from the family, but close enough to where if they wanted to come up or if I wanted to go back home, it was possible. But I think the biggest thing that stood out to me about LSU and the gymnastics program is they cared about you as a person and then as an athlete. They were more interested in what you could bring to the culture, how they could help grow you as a person. And the education, of course, was a plus. So I think that's the most memorable thing, what really stood out to me when I was in the college recruiting process.
And it is tough to get better than a head coach like Didi Bro. I mean, you want to talk about the personality in the sport of gymnastics. Look no further than Didi. I mean, she is just awesome. I have always loved my time covering her. What was it like, though? I got to assume being her athlete, maybe a little different than what I dealt with. But tell us what that was like and maybe some things that she taught you.
Definitely. Yeah, Dee Dee, she's a hoot, man. She is a hoot. That woman is so strong and so empowering. I've never seen someone, I mean, every day she brings the enthusiasm, but it's consistent. It's not, you know, 90-10 or whatever she's feeling that day. It's she expects to bring it and she expects us to bring it. So right. I think that's cool. She expects us to match her energy, and that can be tough on long days, but that woman brings it. So we don't have any excuse to not bring it. But yeah, of course she's a coach. She's going to get hard on us. She's going to coach us. That's her job. But she was incredible. It was truly an honor to be coached by her.
And she still continues her tenure at LSU, one of the longest running SEC coaches in history. Just really impressive. And we will, of course, dive more into the LSU gymnastics program in weeks to come for this podcast. You mentioned your mom, Mary Lou Retton, obviously a pioneer for the sport of gymnastics. I'm sure there had to have been a unique balance for you as an athlete, right? Like appreciating what your mom accomplished and who she is, but also wanting to pave your own path, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think I understood the enormity of what she did for the sport, or just, I mean, in general, until I got older, until I kind of started training that elite route myself. I don't think I really could put into perspective, you know, the training that she did and the sacrifice and the hard work. And you know, also her being my mom, you know, she cooked for us, she grounded me, made me clean my room. So, I mean, you know, she was always mom to me. So I don't think I always had that kind of idolized, look to her just because she's my mom. But she just, the way, what she did for the sport, you know, she really opened the door for a whole different kind of athlete. I mean, at the time, I mean, it's called artistic gymnastics. And so you're looking at athletes like Nastia Liukin and the graceful kind. And my mom was not that. She was the short, strong, powerful gymnast. And by winning, she said, hey, like this sport can be to any athlete. You know, it's a matter of what you do with it.
Right. I mean, did you feel any extra weight of expectation, especially when you were heading in to the college world and it was starting to be broadcasted weekly on television, and every time people announced you, they also mention your mom? I mean, was there extra pressure associated with that?
You know, I wouldn't say pressure. I really wouldn't. I knew I wasn't my mom. I wasn't worried about trying to be my mom. I think if anything, it was more so frustrating because I knew I was making my own path. My mom was there to be my mom. And yet they still wanted to kind of make us a package deal. Mm-hmm. I guess the frustration came more from, well, if my mom's on TV, then so should, you know, Christina Desiderio's mom be on TV. You know, like that's my mom as to her, it being her mom. So, but of course I understand why media did it too. That's a huge deal and it's really cool. So I understand both sides of it, but, no, I didn't feel any added pressure.
That's awesome. I mean, I feel like you have to kind of, any athlete will tell you, you have to ignore the outside noise and just focus on your craft. So you definitely Most did definitely. That well. Well, last thing I have for you, kind of just scratch the surface of this overarching theme that we're going to have here on this podcast. You know, this is a sport that really it's in its height of popularity every 4 years, right? The mm-hmm. Olympics yep. roll in and suddenly everyone is very hype on it. What people Absolutely. Fail to realize is exactly what you said at the beginning. This is a sport that you poured your heart and soul into for 20 years of your life. It's not every 4 years. For these college athletes, they are committed. Their college life, their school schedule, everything is balanced with a sport the same way football, baseball, basketball players are, and we're inundated with those sports. And gymnastics is just now starting to get the attention and the notoriety that it deserves. As a former college gymnast, what is your hope for the future of the sport, given the rise in popularity that we are starting to see in it?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that's something I think actively as the sport is on the rise, I think actively we are trying to promote as well, you know, the retired athletes. It's funny because I talked to former LSU gymnasts and they always say like, man, if we had social media back in the day, you know, I wonder where we would be at now. Yeah. You know, I wonder what kind of opportunities we could have just like you guys do. So I think as the popularity increases and hopefully, you know, the crowd will join in on that as well. But the thing about the sport I think is so just different. And I used to tell my team this every time before we compete. I'd say, look around you. There's about 15 of us here. This university handpicked us throughout the entire nation. Mm-hmm. I mean, even worldwide, we have Ruby Harold who is from England, you know? Yep. So, I mean, they scope their prospects. And so the fact that they picked us individually to represent something bigger than ourselves and we get an education while competing at the highest level, like that in itself is such an honor. And the thing about, I think the reason why our sport isn't as popular is the thing about it is it takes, like I was saying, 20 years, you know, that's 20 years of my life. It's not one of the sports you can just pick up and right. and make it to the college level. So I think it's a matter of staying with the sport and growing that community in itself. And because there's so limited spots on a team, that makes it a little harder as well.
Absolutely. I mean, I have always told people, if you don't consider yourself a gymnastics fan, it's because you haven't watched it. All it takes, no, yeah. all it takes is for you to just sit down and watch a meet, and you're hooked. That's all it takes. And
it's pretty cool.
It is.
Obviously, I'm biased.
We both are a little bit. But it's true. I mean, especially these college meets, man, they're getting to the point where, especially in the SEC, you can go to an SEC gymnastics meet and there are more fans than at a basketball game. Like, is saying something.
Yeah. No, it's funny because LSU is known for football, baseball, and gymnastics. Yep. When there is a baseball game going on a Friday night, we are still able to sell out that basketball PMAC arena for a gymnastics meet on the same night. Yep. And LSU baseball is a top three in baseball easily.
Right.
So, I mean, that just goes to show. I think it depends on the environment as well and what else is going on around you. But it's huge in Baton Rouge, and I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah. It's an awesome thing to get to witness. So I'm excited that we are going to be able to bring it a little more spotlight like it deserves.
Yeah. Okay, Taylor, I'm curious to know how you got into reporting and TV stuff, because I mean, obviously being on the other side of it, being an athlete, you know, I'm the one being asked the questions, but I want to know how you got started.
Yeah, you're flipping the script on me here. It's a little weird. Oh gosh. Yeah,
sorry, girl. Get used to it.
Let's see if I'm effective as an interviewee. I'm not sure. So I am a graduate of Auburn University, fellow SEC girl. And I studied broadcast journalism. I was very involved in their student-run station. I started working for the media relations department and covering weekly press conferences and going to the games and just doing whatever I could as a student. And I just really quickly knew that sports television was where I wanted my future to be. I think all of that probably got started fairly early. I became a really big sports fan early, and I think it was almost by accident, actually. I have one sister, and my dad is a jock by definition. He loves sports. He loves working out. That was always his thing. And bless his heart, he got two very girly girls. We were cheerleaders, dancers. I played volleyball briefly. My sister dabbled in softball, but you know, we were not the athletic boys that
you
guys weren't
boys. Bottom line,
we weren't got the that sons too. That I felt like he deserved. So I remember I would like walk into the living room and he would be watching SportsCenter or a game, and I would just sit down, and anytime he would yell or say something, I would just, oh yeah, right, penalty, touchdown, like whatever. And then I guess I had more of him in me than I realized, because the bug bit me hard. Like, I became such a sports fan. And
that's awesome.
I was just so it kind of happened by accident, but then it actually turned out being something that I was super passionate about. And, you know, part of me enjoyed the challenge of being in an industry that some people are going to tell me I shouldn't be a part of. And I love those opportunities. I can go toe to toe and hold my own in a room full of men and have conversations about sports. And I love those opportunities. So it really fit my skill set. It fit my passions to be in sports television. So when I graduated from Auburn in 2014, the SEC Network was actually launching that year in Charlotte, North Carolina. So I took a job there and really kind of started on the production side of things. I learned editing and shooting and script writing and all the game prep that goes into a live broadcast. And then slowly but surely started transitioning my way into a talent role. And now I am a sideline reporter and host and digital correspondent and podcaster. So I've kind of spread myself across a variety of different aspects of the industry, which is what I feel like I have to offer to this podcast and gymnastics fans. I've really been in different parts of the sport's growth, which has been really rewarding.
That is amazing. I'm literally over here just shaking my head like no, because I'm thinking about all of the work and all the things you had to learn and the obstacles you had to overcome. Yeah, you are so spot on when you say that, you know, being a woman and being in broadcasting and in football, like you have the odds stacked against you and you definitely hold your own for sure.
Well, thank you. It's something you have to really develop. I mean, believe me, I didn't walk into my first coach's meeting and feel the boldness that I should have. Right. Like that is something that you develop over time in realizing that, okay, hold up. Like I have studied and prepped and watched probably more film than some of my coworkers.
Oh yeah.
And the questions that I ask and the input that I have is valuable. So it takes some time for sure, but it's part of my job that actually brings me some pride, which is nice.
That's so cool. Yeah. The only thing I would have to say is that you were the wrong kind of tiger. That's it. I'm just going to leave that at this.
Well, I'll be honest. My mom's whole side is from Louisiana, went to LSU. I actually have pictures as a kid in Death Valley in my LSU cheer uniform. All my Auburn friends hate this about me, but I did. I was more brought up to be an LSU fan and something changed and War Eagle forever.
Something traumatic really had to have happened because they raised you right.
Oh, I always say if it can't be Auburn, I want it to be LSU. Like that, it has a special place in my heart.
No, you know what's funny is every time we would go to Auburn for a competition at an away meet, we loved it. We loved the little town is the cutest ever. We'd always walk around and go, you guys have a bunch of different coffee shops and just cute boutiques. So we would always go walking around y'all's university. Yeah. It's beautiful.
It's got some
I know Lexi, definitely. Lexi Priestman always said if she did it any other way, she would definitely have gone to Auburn because it was just so cute.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, it's adorable.
Well, I am so excited for what we're going to do with this thing. We are both really gung-ho, if you haven't picked up on that, to give a voice to this sport and bring you perspective from a variety of different sides, a former athlete, someone who works in the television side and covers the sport inside out. And we'll also be bringing in some guests along the way, coaches, former gymnasts, current gymnasts. Between the two of us, we have a lot of big ideas for this thing. So we are excited to get it going. We are excited that you have decided to be one of our listeners. We hope you spread the word and get your fellow gymnastics fans excited about this. Be sure and interact with us. We want this to be a community. So if you have any input, questions you want answered, topics you would like us to discuss, be sure and let us know. We're both pretty active on social media. You can find me at Taylor Beth Davis.
Yeah, and I'm at McKen Kelly. There's no A.
Yeah, you'll have an easy time finding her. Don't worry. She's got the blue check, so she's a lot cooler than I am. But
it's fine. My gosh.
I'm growing. It's fine. So yeah, be sure and interact with us. Let us know what you want to talk about, what you want to hear about, and we'll do our best to listen to all of that. So any final thoughts from you, McKenna?
Just help us with a name, guys. And thank you so much for listening.
It might be called like Rambling in Chalk. Honestly, that's pretty good. I'm feeling it. No? All right. It's fine.
Back to the drawing board.
Dang it. All right, fine. We'll figure it out. All right. Well, we will be back next week. So be sure and schedule us in. We are excited and eager. And let's do this thing, McKenna.
I love it. Let's go.
All right. Talk soon. Bye, guys.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.